Pull over, lean in. It's time for the Soft Shoulder Podcast. I am your host, Danette Relic of Radical Creative Sanctuary, inviting spaciousness for your mind and your heart. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. The Soft Shoulder is your time. Your time to slow down and fuel up on self-love support, so you can make the most of your gorgeous life. Join me here. Everyone needs a soft shoulder. Look back on your life and think about a time when you made a change. A change of significance. Maybe you decided to finally leave a relationship that was hurting you. Or maybe you decided to try being in a relationship all in for the first time. Maybe you left a job that was taking you further away from the life that you want to live. Maybe you stopped hanging out with those friends, the ones that had you feeling like you needed to be on the defense all the time. Like anything you shared with them might be used against you later. Maybe you stopped that. Maybe you came out and decided to express yourself more of who you are in the world in the face of uncertainty and of fear of loss. Maybe you said yes to that school, the one that made all the difference. Maybe you stopped dieting for real this time, including all the diets that you called wellness and lifestyle changes. Maybe you just started listening and building trust with your own body, and this was radical. Maybe you got up one day and went for a 5-minute walk because you stopped waiting for things to get better before you started to move your body again. Maybe you decided to start where you are. Maybe you reached out for the kind of help that was a game changer in your life. Maybe you said yes, and maybe you've never looked back. Maybe you decided to forgive. There's often a catalyst for these moments, the moments that we remember making a change, the turning points, the ones that required something of us. That's what I'm talking about today, dear listener. The changes that we make because we have to, because we feel compelled. I'm going to read you a poem. This is a poem you may have heard before by Anaïs Nin. It's called Risk. And then the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. Small and mighty, and you have already bloomed many times over in your life up until now. It's highly likely that you've forgotten that what seems normal to you now, today, was once an unimaginable idea. Maybe you thought you would never be able to love again, or never be able to love anyone else, or never be in a relationship that actually lasted, or maybe you never thought you would be the kind of person who prays or meditates, the kind of person who could be able to move in their own body and love how it feels, no matter what size or shape you happen to be, even just for a moment. Maybe you never imagined that you would speak up. Never thought you'd be doing the work you're doing now. Never thought you would be okay without the answers. Never imagined that you would even think about loving yourself. Never imagined that you would survive. But now you have, and now you do, and now you are. You have done this before. You have survived things that you once thought you couldn't. I know that you have, because you're still here. If you are listening to this now, you are a survivor. Okay, think of how many things needed to line up perfectly in order for you, the personality of you, to be created at all in the first place. How many things could have gone wrong in your own birth and arrival? How many times as a toddler were you this close to stumbling into danger? If you've been around a toddler recently, or if you have small children, you are, I imagine you're being reminded of this, like, oh my gosh. And what about all the close calls of your high school or college days? Now, this might not apply to all of you, I realize, but I know that many of you have once whispered, honestly, I don't even know how I made it out alive. The risks that you took when you were young and thought you had it all figured out. Okay, just don't spend a whole lot of time there, but you know what I mean? And you are here. You are here. You are older and wiser. You are listening to this podcast about self-care. You made it. And that's just surviving. But what about your own blooms, the really remarkable ones, the changes that changed everything? Think back to one particular change that comes to mind, whatever the first one is. I know there are many, but just start with the first one. What was the tipping point? What was that moment for you when the pain of being a bud became less bearable than the pain it took to blossom? What happened? Now, sometimes it feels like a force from the outside, like circumstances. And while circumstances are there, the real change comes from inside, from you deciding on how you would respond to those circumstances, on even recognizing those circumstances. I am currently a bloom in process. I am in a bloom process right now. The circumstances are that I fell and hit my head on Valentine's Day of last year. So I had a concussion and I'm in recovery with a mild traumatic brain injury. And it's been about 11 months now. So in many ways, before I fell, I was tight in a bud. I was full of desire and dreams and potential and vision, but I was tight in a bud. Now, a high functioning bud, but still a bud. So tight in the bud that I didn't even realize I was in one. And I wasn't ready to let go and release the hold. So an icy sidewalk released it for me. It knocked me down. Like, when people ask what happened, I'm like, you know, the whole banana peel fall, it was exactly what you're picturing. The heel goes out and then just womp, totally flat on my back fall. It knocked me down and it literally changed my consciousness. I didn't lose consciousness, but I changed consciousness from that moment on. Now, it might have been easy to believe that I am broken and injured, and that this is exactly not the right time to risk blooming open. Like, I'm busy healing. I could have taken that circumstance and clung tighter to the bud. And even though it might be easy to say it happened to me, I choose to see it differently. I choose to wonder why it happened for me. Because I know that sometimes a bud needs a nudge. So because of these circumstances, I have been navigating unfamiliar territory. I do not have access to all of the mental abilities I used to have access to. I have a much smaller bandwidth of energy to work with each day, and I have had to learn and relearn and relearn how to manage this smaller bandwidth amidst the seemingly endless parade of new symptoms. Symptoms that come, go, persist, get better, get worse, and challenge everything about the way I communicate and think and process, work, move, and express myself. It affects everything. They impact my ability to commute, to get around, to plan, to relate, to make decisions. They impact my ability to assess how much energy I have to work with in the first place. My nervous system has been compromised. And as a result, I am humbly learning and relearning and relearning what I am capable of and how I can best move through this process with positivity and resilience. Now, if you have an invisible injury or illness, you know the stigma. You know what I'm talking about. You know the anxiety specific to this. You know how much of this happens below the surface, unseen and unwitnessed by the people around you. And you know the amazingly expansive ways that your life can be challenged by this experience. You know. So, what was the bloom in all of this? Well, when your resources are dramatically, suddenly limited, one gets a very clear idea about what we might most need those resources for. Like if you are backpacking on a 2-month-long exploration of Algonquin Park, there might be lots of things that you would like to bring with you. But you know that you have a limited amount of space in your pack, and you know that you have a limited capacity to support that pack over the long haul of 2 months by yourself. This is the lesson I am currently learning and relearning. My capacity to support mental activity, emotional processing has been changed dramatically. Not just what you might consider to be hard or stressful, but anything stimulating uses up that bandwidth. That means I also have to limit the things that I do love, the things that do excite me, the things I want to do if I want to manage my energy well. And I do want this. For those of you unfamiliar and curious, imagine that your brain is a smartphone and you have a ton of apps that are each responsible for different functions and thought processes. And some apps only operate with other apps to help them access information. So great when it works. Best piece of equipment when it works. And so imagine that every day you wake up, you had a fully functioning smartphone, and now you wake up and some of the apps are just temporarily unavailable, including the app that helps you notice that this is even happening at all, including the app that helps you explain what is happening to others. And you have no idea how long it will be until they are available. And every day there's a new combination, sometimes many combinations in one day. At this point, many people would just go out and get a new phone. But what if you couldn't? Well, then you'd be living with unpredictability for an indefinite length of time. And who would you be if you were not on the ball? Who would you be if you're not on top of everything, if you couldn't explain how this is happening? These are fantastic questions. They're not fun questions that I really wanted to answer 12 months ago, but they're really powerful. I plan on having a full, wonderful recovery, and I know that this might take years. So what to do? Well, I've decided it's time to bloom. And the bloom in these limitations is me getting very clear on what matters most at any given time, because that changes all the time. What matters most to my heart? What matters most in my work? What really is the best use of my energy? The bloom is in choosing what matters without worrying about all the things that fall away from my grasp. The bloom is loosening the grasp. The bloom illuminates the color in the fact that I was never actually in control in the first place. The bloom is surrender to this. You don't have to have a concussion to relate to this. Do you hear me, listener? Do you know what I'm talking about? So I am a bloom in process. Imagine a peony that still has that fun, fat ball shape, but like there's momentum. You know, it needs nourishment. It's still in that like lovely ball. I love that shape of the peony. What is the best use of my energy? That is the question that is nourishing my bloom. But where are you now? Close your eyes, listener, if it's safe to do so. What is that secret bloom you've been wishing for? That wish on the horizon. What's coming up? The kind of person that you know you want to be. The kind of way that you want to feel. The dream that you would be sad about if life just ended here and you never gave it a shot. That story that isn't over just yet. What is it for you now? Don't judge it. Just let it arrive. And where are you in this process of growing open? I have a collage, a small little vision board on my wall that I made. It was well over 8 years ago. It's this small little dreamy thing. It's probably like, I don't know, 5 inches by 7 or 8 inches. And there's a cat, and there's some strange plants, and there's a rowboat with nobody in it, just like in a haze. There's a roller coaster on a pier. All of the lighting in this imagery on this collage is very like haunting, dreamy, dark, and full of mystery. And there, sometimes I cut out words to put on collages, and the words chosen for this one were, protect what's growing. Because at the time when I made this collage, I knew I was going through great changes. I knew I wasn't ready for many things. I wasn't ready to start a project at all. And I couldn't see when I even would be, not then. I couldn't see it, but I knew that I hoped that someday I would be able to see it. And that's why those words resonated, protect what is growing. What a powerful phrase. What a wonderful self-loving thing to say when you don't know what is growing. This is faith. This is surrender and hope. I didn't know what was growing, but I knew that something was because something always is. Even when it seems bleak and lifeless and frozen, this is when you are resting the soil, getting the foundation ready for what will grow in the future. I know this because the earth does it over and over again. It recovers even from unthinkable disruption, eventually. If given the time to do so, it does. The roots are always sprouting. The desire to live is persistent. We are living creatures, and we too move through these miraculous transformations in cycles over and over again in our lives. Physically, we do this. Mentally, emotionally, we are living things. We are buds. We bloom. We fall open. We absorb back into the rich darkness. We surrender. We rest. We leave seeds. We are maps of everything we are capable of dreaming. We sense the arrival of sunlight. We dip our toe in. A single root sprouting forth. We begin again. We trust. And even though we've done this for eternity, it still feels like the first time, every time, because it is. It is. Aren't we amazing? Seriously, when you really think about it, aren't we incredible? There are layers upon layers of things that needed to align for you to be created and born and brought into being. We are equally vulnerable and powerful. Our imaginations are spectacular. We build things together that we could never build alone. We make music. We make music. We feel water. We dream. We heal. And then we do ridiculous things for ourselves or for one another, and we laugh. We laugh and we laugh for no reason. We are strange and wonderful creatures, you included. So, dear listener, back to this dream of yours. There's no need to be scared of it, to think that you're the only one who won't be able to change. We change all the time, like it or not. It is your nature to change. So where are you in this process of growing open? First of all, do you feel like a bud? Do you feel tight with purpose? If this is you, know that you are not necessarily hiding. I know it's easy in the world that we live in, the pace that we live in, to think that we need to be blooming all the time. And that if you're not, there's like something wrong, right? No, you might be protecting what is growing. Let your intuition speak to you here. And if there is any judgment about how fast or slow your growth is, just let that go. Let a wave of self-compassion pour over you like honey. You are bigger than this. How can you love yourself here? How you can love yourself here is to accept and embrace the stage of your growth. Maybe give yourself a reminder of this, the way I did with my collage. You can even borrow those words. Protect what's growing. Put an image of a bud somewhere where you can see it. Or print up that poem by Anais Nin, Risk. Or if you'd like, make images, make your own collage. This acknowledges yourself for where you are. It acknowledges the purpose of the stage. It helps lift away fear and judgment. It encourages you to trust where you are. And if you're taking the time to do a collage or post an image or put something visual, this is you honoring that. This is you accepting that. It's not a little thing. This is a powerful move. And just keep growing. Your dream might be in the stage of being a tight bud, and you can nourish its future now. The bud might seem tight, but it is growing. There is movement. Where is the movement in you towards this dream? It might just be a mindset shift, something almost undetectable. What is shifting ever so slightly beneath the surface to strengthen and prepare for the ease of opening? It might just be the way you think about it, the way you feel about it, the patience that you soften into, the trust. Imagine what would happen if you just trusted this. Okay, so if that's not quite you, the tightness is cracking. If you and your dream, if you're feeling uncomfortable, like you know it's time for a change, you're just not sure, you're just like, ugh, this is a fabulous, fabulous stage of the blooming. What is it going to take? How much pain would you like to withstand until you let go and allow your own nature to take over? What are you being called forth for? What needs to be released in order for you to move forward? There are outside forces at work, and you are in co-creation with your life. You have a say in how long you stay here. You are not completely at the whim of outside influence. This is where fierce self-love comes in, listener. Are you here to win the title of best pain tolerance? It's a legitimate question. I'm just asking, how much is enough? How much more time with those friends who make you feel small? How much more money on quick fixes that keep you in this cycle of like never getting ahead? How many more times will you say it's okay when it's not? It's not. How many more Facebook posts about hating Monday? How many more years dating people who you know are not available to give you the kind of commitment that you really want? Or how many years dating that one person who you know wants a lifelong commitment when you know that this is not what you believe in and not what you really want? How many more times around the ring of burnout before you make a real change? A real change. How much is enough? You get to answer this question. You do. And it's a tough one. And it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks or says. This is your life. How much is enough? What is it going to take? See, this is the courage of all courage, to let go, to allow yourself change, to allow yourself the kind of good that you want for the other people that you love, to allow yourself to feel good, to allow it to be easy and maybe joyful, to allow yourself to receive help and encouragement in this. At some point, this pain is just you getting in the way of what nature wants to do. At some point, the suffering is simply your resistance to the beauty that is already in you, already here, already deserved and designed. It is in you. This is a very special place, the one you're in. I know it might not feel that way. This is the moment that you will remember when you look back and tell the story of what life was like before everything changed. I have a journal prompt for you in this stage of blooming. What are you ready to be done with? Remember, you don't have to know how you'll change before you decide that you will. Okay, and moving on in the cycle, in the process of blooming, if you feel like your bud is most definitely starting to open, if you feel impatient and afraid and excited and a little out of sorts, but things are moving, oh, wonderful. Remember who you are. Remember, you have done this many times before. What if you enjoyed this blooming process? Keep going. Keep growing. It's already happening. And if you want support as you take these wild unknown steps into a new shape of you, you know, I love this work. I would love to work with you. Self-love and self-expression are my specialties, no matter where you are in your process of bud to bloom. So if you are feeling it, hop on over to radicalcreativesanctuary.com and set up an appointment to chat with me about working one-on-one. I would love to hear your voice. And thank you for listening to mine. It is a joy to spend this time with you. Remember, you are someone worth loving. It all starts with you. Protect what is growing and bloom, bloom, bloom. Talk to you soon.